And Gideon said, Therefore, when the Lord hath delivered Zeba and Zalmunna into mine hand, that I will tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briars. And he took the elders of the city and thorns of the wilderness and briars, and with them he taught the men of Succoth. And I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned nor digged, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. And it shall come to pass in that day that every place shall be where there were 1,000 vines at 1,000 silverlings. It shall even be for briars and thorns. With arrows and with bows shall men come thither, because all the land shall become briars and thorns. And on all hills that shall be digged with the mattock, there shall not come thither the fear of briars and thorns, but it shall be for the sending forth of oxen, and for the treading of lesser cattle. For wickedness burneth as the fire. It shall devour the briars and thorns, and shall kindle in the thickets of the forest, and they shall mount up like the lifting up of smoke. And the light of Israel shall be for a fire, and his Holy One for a flame. And it shall burn and devour his thorns and his briars in one day. Fury is not in me. Who would set the briars and thorns against me in battle? I would go through them, I would burn them together. Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars, yea, upon all the houses of joy in the joy city. And thou, son of man, be not afraid of them, neither be afraid of their words, though briars and thorns be with thee, and thou dost dwell among scorpions. Be not afraid of their words, nor be dismayed at their looks, though they be a rebellious house. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned.